Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Field Pass. This is Dan. I have Mikey, John, and a very special guest joining us right now. That's Illini linebacker and Mikey Dudek's favorite player, Jake Hansen. Jake, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, I'd love to be on. I've been looking forward to getting on and following you guys for a little bit.
So what's it like living with the pressure of being Mikey's favorite player, and has he asked you for your autograph yet?
Mike's one of my boys, man. He was my favorite player when he was at Illinois. So,
thank you. I appreciate that. So Jake, yeah, thanks again for joining us. What have you been up to since, you know, the season end? Obviously, a lot of news going into that last week with Coach Lovie Smith fired and then Brett Bielema hired. What have you been up to since then?
I took some time and came back to the Tampa area and been just hanging out with the family and kind of trying to take for a couple of days. I was kind of making a choice on what I wanted to do for the rest of the year and talking to Coach Bielema and seeing what he had to offer. But that's kind of been the extent of spending the holidays with the family, really.
So what are your plans going into next year? Are you going to be rocking the orange and blue, or are you going to be putting your name in for the NFL draft?
Next year, I'll be putting my name in for the 2021 NFL draft. I think just after a lot of like thought and different things, like Coach Smith getting fired and the way things have shook out, I think it's just the best thing for me right now.
Yeah, on our last podcast, we spoke briefly about players returning. Mm-hmm. And who we thought should come back and who we thought should go. And I put out there that on the defensive side of the ball, you were the only one I thought that should leave. So I'm happy for you. I'm excited for you. You know, you've strung many good seasons in a row now in the orange and blue, and looking forward to watching your 10-year NFL career play out. So congratulations on that.
Appreciate that, brother. Let's hope it's 10 years, right?
Yeah,
we got some breaking news on the Field Pass. Not that anyone will probably know that when by the time this podcast is released, but I haven't seen anything on the internet that Jake has put anything out. So at least we know.
Yeah, it's the first media outlet or source, I guess. To
you hear that? We're officially media, according to Jake Hansen.
I kind of wanted to. So you said you talked to Coach Bielema a little bit. Obviously, you only got a little bit of an interaction with him. But what was that difference like between him and Coach Lovie Smith? Because Mikey was talking about the last podcast. And obviously, you know, I was talking selfishly as a fan, would love to see you back. But in terms of like that sell, I hypothesized that Coach Bielema would be a little bit more on the hard side of the sell, where, you know, you saw with Wole Betiku last year that Coach Lovie probably didn't sell him too hard on coming back to the team. Was Coach Bielema more of like, hey, we really need you. You're one of the best returning linebackers and you could be, you know, a cornerstone in my first year of head coach on this defense. What were those differences like?
I mean, I would say that Coach Bielema, you can tell he's a really, really, really good recruiter. Because when we were talking, I remember thinking, man, like, because I had kind of made up my mind before we even talked. And I was happy and content with my decision. But then after talking to him a little bit more and more, he had me kind of almost second-guessing myself a little bit. And I was like, man, should I come back? Because this, I mean, I'll tell you what, Illinois is in really good hands with Coach Bielema, from having like a couple hours of phone conversations with him, because you can tell he knows what's going on. He did it at the NFL last year. And he did it at Wisconsin, and I think he didn't get the best shake at Arkansas, but I think Illinois is in good hands with him. I think that was a really good hire by Josh Whitman.
That's probably my secondary takeaway in terms of, obviously the primary takeaway is that you're going to the league, and we're obviously very happy for you. But I would say that now, as a result of that conversation, now I'm pretty pumped up. And if he's as good a recruiter that he's making you second guess the league, like going and making hundreds of thousands of dollars and trying to get you back to college, well, then I'm really happy about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was. I definitely think Illinois is in good shape with Coach Bielema. Big things for the Illini. I just for me, it was kind of like how much how much of a change could you see in 1 year, like in one big, like one jump? And for me, I just made it was I had to kind of be selfish at this point and make that decision for me, right?
Oh, totally.
With you entering your name in the NFL draft, and you're a Tampa area kid, do you have a are the Bucs your dream team to go and play for, or do you have a destination that you're like, if I could hand select this team, I'd go there?
A dream team? I wouldn't. Honestly, I'd kind of like to get out of Tampa. I don't want to be stuck in Tampa. I wouldn't mind going to, like, I mean, trust me, I would love to play anywhere, anywhere. Don't get me wrong. I'd love to play in Miami, would be great, or any of the Jacksonville, any teams in Texas would be awesome. Or
so
like
you're naming warm
cities. Yeah, warm areas. That's, yeah.
those Florida guys all love the warm weather.
I was going to say, so, hey, so you didn't love your time up in Illinois?
Don't get me wrong. I'd love to be in Chicago too. That wouldn't be the worst thing in the world either. So
yeah, I definitely, you know, reflecting back on my playing career, those warm weather games were at the top of the list, because there's nothing like trying to catch a ball when it's below freezing out, and I couldn't imagine playing linebacker and going head to head with, you know, running backs in the Big Ten when it's 15 degrees out.
Well, I mean. You know this, Mike, but the thing about it, I think practice is worse thing. I could do it on game day. Like, I can do play in just about anything on game day just because your adrenaline, you're amped up and all that. But practice is where it's really kind of gritty, and it's just like you got to get – it takes, like, 30 minutes in the first team to get your body going. So
yeah, and then the worst part is when you're done, you got to get in the cold tub.
Oh, yeah.
And then you get out of the cold tub and you're shivering for like the next 20 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. Now you just don't get cold, don't get warm for another hour or something.
Yeah, exactly. But so just reflecting back on your Illini career, what are some of the things you think you're going to miss the most? Because I know for myself, I don't miss football, but just interacting and being around the guys, to me, is what I miss most now. You know, just being surrounded by 100 of your best friends, you know, you're not going to get that ever again. So what are some of the things?
What about the NFL? Just 53?
No, it's I've heard it's different because those guys, they all got families, they got wives.
True.
You know, so it's not like you're going home and playing Xbox with them. But what are some of the things you think you're going to miss?
I mean, I would say a lot of the similar things, just a lot of the interaction in the locker room and being around, like you said, like 100 of your best friends and guys that you like, even like guys in your class that like you've been with for like Kramer and McCourt and those guys, like 5 years been with those dudes. And it's like, it's hard. Even like the guys that are coming back to school, like it's hard to be dang, like I'm moving on and they're staying here. It does make you kind of want to think about it and come back. But like that'll definitely be something I miss, is the interaction. Also, I mean, it's hard to replicate like an 11 o'clock kickoff Big Ten like Saturday. Like that's something that I'll never forget and something that I know I'll miss for the rest of my life. So that I think that just going out on the tunnel every Saturday, my freshman year when they were playing the war chant, that was something that I only got that for 1 year, but just coming out on Saturdays is something I'll cherish forever.
This isn't a question, but I just want to say that 4th-and-1 against Wisconsin this year where you got your bell rung, that you definitely stopped them.
I mean,
I don't know what the refs were doing, but they blew that big time. I just want to say that.
I appreciate that. I was pretty disappointed in that call as well. I don't even, because honestly, I didn't remember what happened until I saw the play.
I'll tell you what happened. You stopped them.
Yes.
Well, yeah, exactly. I saw it, and I'm like, oh, she was 4th-and-1. I stopped him. Great. Like, we got the ball back, right? And then the next thing I know, it's like 1st-down Wisconsin, and they're moving the chains. It was pretty absurd, but that was a funny one.
So, Jake, where are you going to be training at? I'm sure you got the agent and everything lined up.
Yeah, I'll be training in Fort Lauderdale with Pete Bomarito. They have, like, two different facilities down there. There's one in, like, Davie and one in, I think closer to Miami, but they're he's the real deal. I spoke with him for a little bit, and I think he's a good dude. So that's where I'll be at.
Nice. And then, do you have any All-Star games lined up?
Yeah, the I got invited to the NFLPA. It's like a virtual thing where you'll just do like interviews with scouts and like NFLPA alumni, like, or NFLPA game alumni that went to the game. So that's like obviously a much different experience, but that is what it is. Like the College Gridiron Showcase was supposed to be a bit like one this year that some guys wanted to go to because they're one of the few ones that are actually going to do workouts and like be in person. But I'm still kind of deciding on whether I want to do that. Like kind of discussing it with my agent until we figure that out. But I don't have an answer on that one yet.
So, and kind of piggybacking off of that, do you have a guy in the league right now or even when you were growing up that you tried to model your game after most?
I wouldn't say necessarily model my game after a certain player, but like you definitely watch like a ton of guys like
Keekly.
Yeah, I mean, you love to say Keekly, right? But Keekly, I like to watch. I think if you're a guy that's trying to go to the NFL, you should watch the best player at your position. You got Keekly was it for a while until he retired. Then you have I think Quan Alexander, Fred Warner, Levante David, and obviously Bobby Wagner are some of the guys that I definitely watch and just try and see what they do and see if it could help me out and different things like that.
Maybe a Shad Hansen.
Yeah, turn on some old BYU tape, right?
ESPN loves showing that graphic of your dad looking thick with two C's.
he had like added my dad on Twitter on like I think Mike Golick Sr. put a picture out of him. That was pretty fun.
if you lined up against him in your prime versus him in his prime, Oklahoma drill, who wins that?
Ooh, that's a great question.
It's a stalemate.
I say I definitely have the athleticism on my dad, but he's got the size. He was a little bit bigger than I was. So. Yeah,
the world just implodes.
Yeah.
How much has your dad been helpful in this process?
And like you saying, like the college game, or just like kind of making the decision whether
making the decision.
Oh, he was huge. Like I was like hitting stuff like. Talking to him about different things and running stuff by him like almost every time and just kind of I really wanted his like okay to say like yeah I think you should do it basically have his support and once I kind of went we had talked and I was running things by him and I like towards the end of the year I was pretty 50-50 for a while and I was like really like losing sleep at night and it was just like it was bothering me a lot and I kept running it by him and we kind of had a conversation and he said he was leaning towards me declaring, and that was kind of like where I was like, yeah, I think that made me a little bit more confident in it. And I used him a lot throughout it. So
nice. And then what would you say you're most looking forward to about the NFL? I know you speak to Nikki pretty frequently.
Yeah.
So anything you're, you know, super excited for outside of the fact that you do get paid to play, which is will be kind of nice.
That would be kind of nice. I would say just it's a childhood dream of like ever since I can even remember. It's just I want to play professional football. When you write it down in class, what do you want to do when you grow up? Want to be a pro athlete? Like that's all I've wanted to do. So being able to have the opportunity to hopefully fulfill that and hopefully do it for a while is something that I'm really, really looking forward to.
Well, I think that's understandable too. From like you even talked about it, I don't really think it's so much a selfish decision as more it's just looking out for your own self interest. I mean, like when you were going through some of the leaner years, you were giving your best effort, and like you said, what is one more year of forcing 20 fumbles and getting 120 tackles gonna do for you at that point? Like you've already put that on tape. And to be quite honest, like you were on, I know you were on the like Butkus Award watch list, but because the team's results weren't as good as they could have been, you probably aren't getting the recognition otherwise that you would have. So if it's one of those where it's okay, it's first year of a head coach and we don't really know what we're getting on the defense, am I really going to have, individual standout that you're looking for at the college level that you already have put out?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's kind of some of the things that was it for me is like I don't know. Like, you can obviously – like, I have a lot of room to grow at the linebacker position, don't get me wrong. I have so many things I can get better at. But, like, as far as film and production goes, like there's not a ton more that you can put on tape. And that was something that was a big factor in what the choice that I made to just move on.
You obviously, like John said, forced a lot of fumbles and really attacked the football. So if you like the ball so much, why don't you just play offense?
I don't know, man. I never really got into the offensive side of things.
Would you guys still strip every single ball at practice? I remember I would be like standing on the sideline, like
Mikey's walking to class,
and I'm just like, yeah, if I got a ball in my hand, that ball was getting stripped no matter where I was. Were you guys still doing that?
We wouldn't do it to like a first team offense because they didn't want to, like when we were going ones on ones, we didn't want to like
spin them around and hurt.
Yeah,
don't want to hurt a Mikey Dudek.
Yeah, exactly. Pull any. Get any hamstrings or get any, like, I don't know, groins from people twisting around. But on against a scout team, that was every play. You were getting to the ball and ripping it out, and that was a little tiring, to say the least.
But it did work out.
Yeah. It did. I'll say that. It definitely did.
Even a guy like Kalen, like, he seems to be kind of trying to naturally step into your shoes as a guy who's getting after and forcing fumbles. Mm-hmm. Was that one of those where you kind of saw that coming from him, or like is that just a natural byproduct of the Lovie Smith mentality?
You know, he was always bought in, like all like Kalen was always a guy that was always bought in. But I mean, I think it caught me off guard a little bit, but and then you start to see Kalen like get a lot of confidence before he started to get hurt. But he was starting to play good football, like really good football, and Kalen will be a guy to watch out for in the next couple of years. He's kind of a freak athlete, and once he gets settled in on the defense, he'll be an issue at Illinois for sure.
Yeah, he looks like a freaking ox. Like I'm scared just looking at him.
Yeah, he's built for sure, he's looked like that since his freshman year too. Like that kid can eat whatever he wants. He's still gonna be shredded.
He's going to be like that that dude from Baylor, like whenever
– Oh, yeah.
You know, Sean Oakman.
Yeah, exactly. In 2 years when the boys in orange and blue are playing in the Rose Bowl and he's walking out to midfield, they're just going to be like, holy crap, this guy's muscles have muscles.
Exactly.
You still – on a lighter note, you still play Call of Duty? I know John and Dan are pretty good. You guys might need to team up.
I haven't been on in a – and quite a bit just because the season and like I was kind of busy with that, but I'm definitely during training, I'm probably going to get to trying to look for prices on the PS5. If you guys know anyone, just let me know. But I'm trying to get a good price on the PS5 and buy that. But then I'll definitely be back on Warzone for sure.
Hey, the good thing about going to the NFL is someone can sponsor you. They can just send you a free PS5 nowadays. So.
Let's hope any
of the listeners, you can do it. It's not against the rules anymore.
Exactly.
There's no invincible benefits, right?
Yeah, we might know a couple guys, but that, yeah. Now that you're talking about this foursome just taking dudes down in Verdansk.
All right, should we leave it there? Anyone got any final questions?
Oh, I had one final one, just as a maybe a little bit of a reminiscent. U of I memory. So when we had Reggie on, he was talking about the battles that you and him went through. But my question, kind of taking a little bit back, who is your favorite guy to see when they were coming across the middle? Was it a guy like a slot receiver like Mikey Dudek, maybe a tight end like Daniel Barker, or was it a running back coming out of the backfield like a Reggie Corbin?
He wanted no part of this.
I wanted none of that, huh?
Just kidding.
You're saying like to like, like hit, or what do you mean?
Like, yeah, like you see a guy, they have, well, I mean, they have some conception of you being there, but they don't know that you've got like them dead to rights. You're going to knock them into the next week. Like who's your favorite guy to get?
You know, I honestly like getting offensive linemen more than I like getting the.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Like, I like
secret door answer.
Yeah. I like going against the old linemen. If I can, like, there's a lot of times when the old linemen will get I'd probably either say Kramer or Kendrick Green, or like if I ever got Nicky Algretti, I'd let him hear it for sure.
Oh yeah,
that didn't happen as often as I'd like to say it did. But I would say if you can catch those guys and when they're like looking the other way, that's a better feeling than like knocking out a skill guy.
All right, asked and answered. No. That would be kind of sweet to see you in Kansas City. I mean, obviously, it's like I would love to see every former Illini who goes to the league go to a great team like that. But just that's building cool. something with with Nicky and them.
Yeah, I know. I'd be big time to link up back with Nick.
Or hit the Miami Dolphins and the mini Illini.
Yeah.
You got a couple Illini, former Illini on that team.
You got a coach down yep. there, too.
Two of them. Kenyon.
Oh, yeah, Kenyon. Yeah, he's coaching, too, yeah.
All right. Well, we'll leave it there. Jake, appreciate you coming on, and best of luck in the NFL. I know we'll have to get Mikey a jersey as soon as you got your team picked out.
Oh, yeah.
Hey guys, thanks for having me, seriously
appreciate awesome. it.
Thanks Jake,
thanks for checking out this episode of the Field Pass. If you want to find us on social media, you can do so at the Field Pass on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Go Illini.